Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Queenstown, now Cove, in County Cork, played a major role in the fight against German U-boats. The local dockyard on Haulbowline Island converted civilian ships into decoy vessels complete with concealed heavy guns. These so-called Q-ships were designed to act as bait to lure and ultimately destroy German submarines. Haulbowline Island is now the headquarters of the Irish Navy. Historian Dura Brunacardi, who has researched the story of the Q-ships, lived there when he was a child.
We're looking out now on the lower harbour of Cork. To our right then you're looking at the island of Haulbowline, which is the Irish naval base, and the dockyard. Now the dockyard became a very important base during the First World War. It was the location of the headquarters and the action against the U-boats.
Welcome to the naval base. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, on. How do you do?
Good to see you again. How are
you
doing?
You too. I'm good. A lot of what you can see here is what was there at the start of the First World War. There was a lot of people living on the island, all associated with the dockyard, which you can see just over beyond the buildings there. The British, at the start of the war, had established a blockade across the northern parts of the North Sea. So the German response to that was, OK, we'll blockade the UK. And the only weapon they had to do it with were submarines. There was an increasing effort to restrict and destroy British commerce and so on. And international law required that a naval ship had to allow the crew to abandon the ship before they sank it. But one of the antidotes was the idea of disguised ships that were posing as normal merchant ships. When they were stopped by a submarine, a normal crew would leave the ship with ship's papers and things like that. But meanwhile, the bulk of the crew were still on board beside hidden weapons. 12-pounder guns and things like that, and waiting for the right moment when the submarine was close enough, and then they would lower the disguise, hoist the British ensign, and fire and hopefully destroy the submarine. All the south coast, if you look at the Admiralty charts, you'll see the profusion of wrecks everywhere. Torpedoes, mines. In the First World War, the German submarines were laying mines almost on a daily basis outside the harbour here. The Q-ships, of course, then had the counter-effect that the Germans said, OK, if these disguised ships are going to be there, well, we can't take the risk and we're going to have to fire on ships without warning. Quite a few of the dockyard workers here were active in Sinn Féin, and the Admiralty knew this quite well. Now, they weren't quite sure what contact they might have had with Germany. So they'd carry out certain functions in the dockyard, and then usually the ship would go down the harbour and they'd alter various aspects of it. They might change a false funnel or paint the ship a different colour or something like that. So if anyone here had described it, by the time it went to sea, it looked quite different. They employed ships of various sorts, including one that was a sailing schooner. She was certainly a Q-ship for a while. There were some amazing situations where the ship was on fire and sinking and they were still hiding, not even having opened fire yet and waiting for an opportunity. In one case, the guns crew. The ship is on fire, but they were right over the magazine where the ammunition was stored. And the possibility that the whole thing was going to blow up under their feet, and they still stayed in their positions hidden. It wasn't too long after the Lusitania when the Barralong caught up with the U-boat. The U-boat had stopped the ship when the Barralong worked her way closer, and then they had to get in a position where they could fire on the U-boat, which they did. The U-boat sank, but several of the crew got into the water and swam towards the Nicosian. and as they were climbing on board, the Barry Long crew were picking them off with a rifle. Then they put some Royal Marines on board the Nicosian, who chased the remainder of them around the ship. And there were various stories about how they treated them, but there were no German survivors from it. The rules were bent almost from the start.
Cove, in County Cork. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.